Welcome into another edition of Football 101 here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Ross Tucker, the former NFL offensive lineman, with you. You can hear me Sirius XM NFL Radio, see me on NBC Sports Network, or just always check me out whenever you want over at RossTucker.com. Today, we're looking at wide receiver routes, because when you're watching TV or you're watching a game, you hear all kinds of terms thrown out there: a dig, a curl, a slant. What do they really mean? It's not that complicated. We'll give you the base routes and exactly what they look like. So from here on out, you'll know exactly what the announcer is talking about when he talks about a specific route and says it by name. And let's start with one of the most basic ones, and that is just a flat and a slant. We'll actually look at two here at the same time. The tight end is going to run a flat route, which is also just a quick out, right? A flat route, same thing as a quick out. And the wide receiver at the top, this is probably the one that everybody knows. It's just a slant. Pretty self-explanatory, really. You'll see how it plays out. Tight end with the quick out or flat route, and wide receiver runs a slant. Looks like it's a good one for the Washington Redskins as RG3 throws it in there with pretty good zip on the ball. So that's flat, that's route, and of course, that's DeSean Jackson. All right, the next route we're going to look at is the curl route. You'll look, see Roddy White at the top of the screen. He's the one that's going to actually run the curl route. This is what my dad used to call a button hook, right? My dad used to call this the old button hook. So take a look at Roddy White. He's going to run a specific amount of yards. It could be 8, could be 12. There's, you know, closer curls, further curls. And then you just curl back towards the quarterback. The key, of course, working your way back towards the quarterback, coming back towards the ball. And, yeah, I guess the Falcons didn't like that much right there. The next one that we're going to take a look at is going to be a deep dig route. And that's Jeremy Curley of the New York Jets. He's all the way at the bottom of the screen there. And a deep dig is just a deep in route. It's the same thing. If you're playing in the backyard, you say go 15 yards, then curl in and cut in. That's what it is. A deep in cut, a deep dig. They're basically the same thing. And you see Jeremy Curley running that right there against a zone coverage for the Chicago Bears. All right, the next one we're going to look at is Sammy Watkins running a deep post. I think most people know what the post is. You're going straight, and then you're taking an angle towards the field goal post. Sammy Watkins at the bottom of your screen here, and you see how far the corner is off of him. He knows he's got a man-to-man. It doesn't matter. Sammy Watkins blows right by him all the way for the not a touchdown. Come on, Sammy. You got to be smarter than that. He gave up a touchdown right there. That could have helped my fantasy team. All right, next, let's take a look at a corner route. It's going to be Brandon LaFell at the top of the screen that's going to be running it. You might also hear guys call this a flag route. It's basically the same thing as the post, except you run straight and then take an angle out towards the pylon, the flag, the corner. Brandon LaFell does that well. What a stiff arm there, by the way, to get in for the touchdown. Last, but certainly not least, the go route. You'll hear people call this a fly route. You'll hear people call it a nine route. Look at the bottom of your screen. You see Martavis Bryant, the rookie last year out of Clemson, coming over in motion. Looks like he's working against Leon Hall one-on-one, and he's just running straight down the field as fast as he can, which evidently is much, much faster than Leon Hall. Holy smokes. The Steelers have some weapons at the wide receiver position, to be sure. So now we have a better idea of the different routes, what they're called. Some of them have two or three names, but now at least you have the basic idea for what the different routes are when you hear the announcers talking about them now when you're watching the games. We've got a whole lot more where this segment came from and the other Football 101 segments available anytime at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.